Well, the images were heaven sent. The skies opening on a Prime Minister touring drought-stricken parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Unfortunately, farmers are adamant the isolated falls won't break the dry. So when Tony Abbott arrives in Canberra, he'll go straight into a cabinet meeting and says an assistance package will be revealed soon. Anna Henderson has been travelling with the Prime Minister and filed this report.
The Prime Minister arrived at a property near Bourke in New South Wales to heavy clouds over the dust.
I'm glad that I gave you the best car on the place.
Very important to sort of see how you guys live.
That looks to be a bit of rain over there. We've got our fingers crossed, eh?
Within an hour, there was a deluge.
There's some puddles to run around in, aren't there, out there?
They'll be playing in the puddles once you've gone.
Sure. Di Ridge and her husband own a property outside of Bourke. She says the rain is welcome, but it's not drought-breaking.
The rain is one thing, but it's only temporary. Droughts are long-term, and they're very hard.
The rain hasn't reached Mick Fisher near the Queensland border. He's facing stock losses without a downpour soon.
Well, in my situation, cattle are going to die. You know, we can't afford to keep doing it, and we've got a major catastrophe on our hands.
The Prime Minister has made it clear he's not announcing a detailed assistance package on this tour.
I'm not going to preempt the final package that will be announced in a week or so.
But he's signalled the front bench is willing to sign off on a solution.
I am confident that this is a coalition government that is deeply in tune with the needs of rural and regional Australia. But I want to stress that the final package will be fair, but it will be economically responsible.
Prime Minister, how do you reconcile your position now on farming with your position on manufacturing? And I'm thinking specifically of the car manufacturing industry. Doesn't every Australian deserve to have access to assistance if they're potentially going to lose their job?
There's a world of difference between a company coming to the government and saying, prop up our business, and the government helping people to respond to a natural disaster.
For some, like fifth-generation Longreach farmer James Walker, another week of deliberating over assistance is too long.
Although we're having discussions now, it's a bit late. We need things happen right now. We need solutions tomorrow.
After Cabinet meets today, the government's Expenditure Review Committee will convene to look at new policy and savings measures ahead of the budget. The Prime Minister's office has received hundreds of letters and emails over recent weeks lobbying for the government to meet the needs of communities in drought.
Anna Henderson reporting from Broken Hill.